Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Wait, let me tune my Casio.
Tune it.
Let me tune my Casio.
Oh,
let me
tune. Yeah.
Let me tune my Casio.
Let me tune my Casio.
Let me tune my Casio.
Oh, no.
Let me tune my Casio.
Out of tone. Let me tune my Casio.
Yeah.
On the roll. Let me tune my Casio. Ding dong. Let me tune my Casio. Tick tock. Let me tune my Casio.
I have a Casio watch. Everybody from the town comes round to just watch. It is not a brand like another kind of swatch. It is only Casio, and you know I've got it, bro. When it tells the time, it is also a calculator. It does the math, I don't even wait for somebody else to tell me how much the bill is, cause I've got it in my Casio because it is
yeah,
the shit.
Doesn't matter if you're young, doesn't matter if you're old. If you got a Casio and it's looking like it's gold, press a button and then tune it right up. Press a button and tune it right up.
Press a let me tune my Casio.
Oh no,
let me tune my Casio.
It's gold.
Let me tune my Casio. Let me tune my Casio.
Yep. Let me tune my Casio.
You will break it.
Oh no.
Let me tune my Casio.
Oh no.
Let me tune my Casio.
Bro.
I work for YouTube.
I'm a dog and I have a Casio.
I'm a dog and I have a Casio.
Ribbit, I'm a frog
and I have a Casio.
If you don't have a Casio, then it's time to go.
I'm Ron and I own Casio. And we make Casios for all animals. You can get a Casio at the store, at the MoMA store.
You make it for a capybara?
Yup, yup.
Giraffe?
Yup, yup.
Cheetah?
Yup, yup. Any animal gets a Casio.
Uh-oh, let me tune my Casio.
Oh no,
let me tune my Casio. My Casio.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna, sponsored by Casio Watches. Casio.
Please,
if you don't have one, you're
an idiot.
Freaking idiot.
This sucks
whenever they do this.
I hate this.
Oh, well, you guys don't. You didn't bring your watches.
I have
misophonia and you're all arrested.
We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. We got Eric Jackowitz on the sticks. And the reason we have him here still is because we are still in the All Things Comedy Studio. Thank you, Engineer Aaron, hooking us up here. And thank you to the Wolves of Glendale, Ethan, Tom, Eric. Back-to-back off-book appearances, unheard of in this podcast.
I woo to you.
Yeah.
We're doing Fambam Wolves of Glendale style today.
Absolutely.
Brett is still on tour, killing it at Comedy Bang Bang, apparently editing episodes in the car every day.
You love to see it. And you love to hear it.
I love to hear it.
And you better, because he worked really hard.
He doesn't anymore, but he did work really hard.
At one point, he did work very hard, and that was cool of him.
Yes.
No longer.
What age do you think you worked the hardest? Ready? 1, 2, 3, 17.
I was going to say 17, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, it's for sure
really
now.
Weird. Yeah. It's for sure now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He pushed himself to the limit.
I felt, well, no, I knew how to phone in school, though. Like, I knew how to get...
Oh, for you, you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I guess work hard. I'm trying to think, like, I have been... I have not had to have a ton of jobs I hated. I worked at P.F. Chang's for a while, as listeners will know.
What was your worst job, your least favorite job?
Yeah, that one.
The P.F. Chang's?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, that one.
I mean, for sure.
Yeah. Well, for sure the P.F. Chang's job.
Yeah. Being a barback at a gigantic... there's a gay bar in West Hollywood called Mickey's that is like a two-story gay bar that I was a barback at that just involved a lot of like running glass up and down stairs and cutting fruit, and the hours were terrible.
No, thanks.
It was like from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. That was a rough one.
Yeah, that sounds hachi-machi.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it for that long.
For sure.
That's tough. Yeah,
that's a hachi-machi job. But what was your favorite like menu item at P.F. Chang's?
Oh, that's the Mongolian chicken. That's not even on the menu. You this get the Mongolian beef, but you get it with chicken.
Holy crap.
Wait, what the
off
fuck?
Menu was, that a, was that an off-menu thing or that you would put in a request
or
for
yeah,
that?
Or, yeah, they make that like for family meals.
No. Right. You walk in and say Mongolian chicken, they know exactly what to do. But it is not on the menu.
All right, you heard it here first, folks. Head over to P.F. Chang's secret menu.
Secret menu at P.F. Chang's.
Okay, wait about this. What about this? If I walk into P.F. Chang's and I say...
I'm going to say, Jessica, you don't want to do that. Let's assume that you have.
And I want to order something a little off-menu myself.
Okay.
So I throw this little curveball at the kitchen.
All right. I'm worried.
Bad girl. Jeez, honey.
Excuse me. I'm a bad girl.
Sorry.
Do you serve bad girls in this meal?
I don't mean you serve us as the dish. You serve us a dish. Could I get some cabbage wraps?
Listen, we're bad girls at the P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
We don't follow any of them.
No.
I don't want... for three bad girls.
Yeah. I'm not interested in having this minced up meat and vegetables with dipping choices in a lettuce cup. Oh, no, thank you. I'd like it in a cabbage.
Yeah.
Maybe cabbage. Like a whole head.
Like a whole head.
Cut it up the cabbage.
Yeah, time to
don't
get
want
savage.
That lettuce instead.
Put the whole head of
cut
cabbage.
Up that cabbage.
Girl, cut me off a cabbage.
Use it as a cup.
Talking whole head of
getting
cabbage.
Getting all that filling.
I'm about to get
gonna
savage.
Fill it up.
Whole head
and
cabbage.
Oh, it's a secret menu.
Secret menu.
Get a little cabbage, yeah. You know I gotta have this, yeah. Sitting in the booth, server comes and he says, what's up? I say, server, bring me a cabbage. Put it on a plate, cause I know I gotta have this. Then I fill up my cup. Guess what's in the cup? Cabbage! It's a double stuffed cabbage situation.
Situation.
Double stuffed cabbage situation.
Cabbage and cabbage and cabbage and cabbage.
It's a big ass bowl of cabbage with a smaller bowl inside. And then inside of that, you could triple deck it and cut up some cabbage
on
tonight.
The secret menu. And a walking with the cane and a limp. You know that I'm here to get the walnut shrimp. But I got to make some substitutions. Instead of the shrimp, I want cabbage. Why? Because I love it. I'm about to go savage. And instead of the walnuts, I'm gonna have cabbage as well. So mix it inside a cabbage in a cabbage shell. Yeah. And scrap the sauce. I don't want the sauce. And you seem a little lost. Don't worry, because I will guide you through. Cabbage and cabbages is the thing to do.
Everyone at this P.F. Chang's, are you in for some P.F. change? Everyone at this P.F. Chang's,
are you in for some P.F. change?
Everyone at this P.F. Chang's,
we're mixing it up.
Are you in for some P.F. change?
It's a cabbage cup.
Everyone at the P.F. Chang's,
put your hands up.
Yeah.
What you want, 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 what you want.
What you want?
Yo, when I say cabbage, you say more cabbage. Cabbage.
More cabbage.
Cabbage.
More cabbage.
When I say cabbage, you say got to have it. Cabbage.
Got to have it.
I say cabbage.
Got to have it.
When I say David, you say Miscavige. David.
Miscavige.
David.
Miscavige.
Where's Shelly David? Where's Shelly David?
What we want.
Scientology is David Miscavige. Not a good dude.
Not a good dad.
Not a good dude.
Not a good dude.
As what we got are the secrets.
Secrets.
Secret.
Menu.
It's mostly cabbage items.
That's the change. Everything's cabbage.
PF cabbage.
PF change are making
it's cabbage based.
I'm always delighted to remember Ethan. You got them low notes.
Mm-hmm. Ethan is the lowest voice in the group.
He's
for
a
sure.
bass.
Yeah.
I'm always
all about that bass.
No trouble, except some of the trouble. Eric, I don't know that I've ever met another drummer who is responsible for the high harmonies and like can do it so well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh.
And Tom, I also think you're incredibly funny and talented.
No, thank you.
Tom, also good job.
Tom, also good job. Tom, I guess.
I mean, Tom's good looking.
He's got
thank
something.
God, thank God he's got a relative looks.
Yeah. He's got a joie de vivre.
It's not working out for him.
No, you play like five instruments, though, don't you?
I'm comfy on the garage band stuff, basically. Drums, guitar, and bass, and piano.
This guy's a multi-instrumentalist.
No, Tom's unbelievable. I want to skip back to Eric for a second.
Let's get back to the important stuff.
The harmonies are in his blood, Zach. You know, sometimes you don't even need to tell him shit.
He's just pumping out harms.
He's just popping out harms like he's popping pills, and that is a problem.
It is something that I do a lot.
Yeah.
I wish you didn't.
We're trying to get him to stop doing that, but he won't stop.
Pay me.
Yeah. Pay you to stop taking pills.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that, Eric.
Well,
we talked about that.
Well, hold on, though. Now, we're always doing this interventions, which are like, you stop taking drugs. And I think the question that we haven't asked is, wasn't it for me?
Right. Why don't you pay me?
You're going to pay me.
Why don't you pay me?
Yeah,
well, it would get crazy expensive because you pop so many pills. But I don't want to get, you know, negative.
Well, sure. No, it's fine.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about
it. I'll give you my Venmo after the
okay.
Thing. What is the biggest what is the biggest, like, non-essential purchase you've ever made?
Whoa.
The biggest non-essential purchase.
Like you were just like, you bought a thing for fun. I actually don't know what the answer to this question is.
Wow.
Oh, I'll tell you. I know exactly because I've regretted it recently. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
My non-essential purchase.
A little late on the draw.
For $65. I was at
Petco. Pause.
Yep.
The most expensive non-essential purchase you've ever made.
Oh, most expensive? I don't know, but I did.
$5.
This is one of them.
One you regret.
I'll start the ball rolling.
$65
is great.
Yeah, get it rolling.
I'll start the ball rolling. It was $65 that I wish I still had. I purchased. Thank you so much.
I purchased a very stupid item at Petco, my friend. It was a carrier for my cats that looked like a fucking astronaut helmet in the back. It's huge and huge. I could probably fit both my cats in there, but they hate it. They hate it.
They don't want to get in the cat backpack.
They don't want to get in the cat backpack.
I wish they did want to get in the cat backpack.
But they look at it and they're like, we are not having that.
They're not having that. $65 down the fucking drain. And now it's polluting my brain. But I can't get my money back because the fucking backpack has a bunch of cat hair in that.
So, not super expensive.
I would say the flower budget at my wedding. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's tricky because at the time you're like, gorgeous, beautiful. And then at the next day you're like,
love.
What do I do with all
not
these flowers?
Necessary.
Love the flowers. Wish we instead could have had a bunch of shrimp.
Yeah.
Oh,
shrimp
yeah.
instead of, you can eat shrimp. Can't eat the flowers.
Well,
I've been making my shrimp budget for my wedding and it's huge. It's the most expensive
can
thing.
Can I say?
Oh, recently engaged.
Recently engaged.
Shout out
to
Ethan and Aaliyah.
Yes, for our shrimp budget. I'm really going
You're having shrimp wedding, right?
It's a whole shrimp wedding. It's a shrimp theme. We have a shrimp priest, and it's going to be incredible.
Shrimp priest.
Shrimp priest is there. Really doubling down a middle finger to your Jewish heritage.
Yeah. And her Muslim heritage.
There you go.
Right. Yeah.
So really, nobody's winning except for shrimp.
No, we all know that shrimps are not, they're Christian only.
Yeah.
It's a Christian only fish.
Shrimps are goys.
Yeah, shrimps are goyim.
But it's important, in my opinion, to reach across the aisle and get everybody under the same shrimp roof.
Not across the aisle to the person you're marrying, just to other people who might be invested.
Just to the shrimp community.
Well, people will give you this advice. Listen, unfortunately, the marriage is about you two, but the wedding is about everybody else.
Right.
You know, you got to appease all these opinions, you know, and the best way to do that is by providing shrimp.
And I don't eat shrimp, but if I show up at a wedding and there's not shrimp, huge red flag.
Furious. Oh, man. Absolutely furious.
No, you're going to get shrimp immediately when you show up at the wedding. You're going to get shrimp. Instead of, you know, in valet, you valet your car, they give you like a little card so you can get your keys back. We give you shrimp.
Okay.
A bag
now,
of blue
shrimp. Okay. When I get my keys, is it tails? Tails to get my keys or full shrimp to get
full
my keys?
Full shrimp, you can choose to eat it or not.
Okay.
But if as long as you have the tail.
If I got to get rid of that shrimp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As long as you have the tail, you're cool.
Yeah.
You can get your car back, right?
Tail as old as time.
It's a tail as old as time.
It's a tail as old as time.
Shrimp instead of keys.
Special shrimp valet.
Shrimping
on your special day.
Shrimp instead of
shrimp
valet.
The big shrimp priest.
Featuring shrimp priest.
What an incredible
shrimp priest.
Shrimp priest is, first of all, my favorite Dungeons and Dragons class. Yeah. Second of all,
this week on Shrimp Priest.
The dark conspiracy that is Shrimp Priest.
Yeah, we should do the trailer song for Shrimp Priest.
I'm just so excited to see it. I already have my tickets.
Did you get IMAX?
I already got my tickies.
Yeah, I went IMAX. Yeah. I'm not missing something.
Well, it was
like
shot in IMAX. You know, that's how you know it's worth the IMAX.
Right.
Sometimes
I don't want to see
they just scale it up.
No. They use IMAX cameras.
And that's worth it. And they did for Shrimp Priest.
Shrimp Priest is like, I don't know. I don't want to say genius. I feel like that word gets thrown around.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But it's absolutely genius.
Yeah.
Shrimp Priest is just incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to say it's already one of my favorite films because I haven't seen it, obviously.
Yeah, but it's going to be a knockout.
I haven't seen it either, but I will say confidently, it's my favorite film of all time.
It's not in wide release yet, but I think it's going to gross more money than any film in the
world. Yeah.
People are already saying it.
Goodbye, Avatar.
See you later.
Goodbye, Morbius.
People are already saying it kicks Top Gun Maverick's silly ass.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a plane?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have a priest.
We have a shrimp priest.
We have a shrimp priest.
You idiot.
We'd open on a dark, twisted landscape.
Shrimp, a man of the shrimp club.
Shrimp.
He's also a priest. He's also a shrimp. He can do both. He is both of the church of shrimp. And he is a shrimp himself. Stringing shrimp and people away from the path to hell.
Prawn, he's the only prawn I want.
He's just a prawn in a game.
He's just a prawn in a game.
It's in a deep, dark prawn of a game.
So we watch Shrimp Priest. This is still only the trailer.
Right,
of course.
He walks down the paths of Maine.
On his shrimp feet.
Shrimp.
He says shrimp when he walks like a Pokemon. And he shrimp till the break of dawn.
And he shrimp when he
he walks like a Pokemon, and he shrimp, shrimp, shrimp till the break of dawn.
Oh, 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 no! It's his arch nemesis, that's the Lobster Doctor.
It's the Lobster Doctor.
He's a doctor, he's a lobster, he's a Lobster Doctor.
Science and religion finally clash, like waves breaking on the sand. Shrimp freeze, crustacean bring us to salvation.
And don't forget about Lobster Doctor.
And also his sidekick, Terry the Eel. Just an eel named Terry.
And as he cuts to black and we see coming next summer coming on the screen, we hear the catchphrase of Shrimp Priest. I bless you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Melted Butter. It's a comedy. That's why we're going to love it.
It's hilarious.
It's going to be really funny.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yep. It's funny as all get out.
It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, you can tell by the trailer. It's fucking funny.
I honestly got so like caught up in the hoops of, okay, describing a trailer as a song, or is it a song like a credit song?
Right.
Is anybody else doing that fun math?
Yeah, is anyone else trying to put 100%. That together?
I did it at the beginning for about 3 seconds, and then I said, fuck it.
Yeah, then I got,
shrimp, shrimp, shrimp.
Then I got busy doing shrimp, shrimp, shrimp.
I just wanted to get straight to the shrimp, shrimp, shrimp.
Yeah. Shrimp, shrimp to the break of dawn.
It was I forget what band I'm ripping off there, but it's early morning, early morning.
That would be Sean Paul.
That's exactly what that is.
Shake that thing,
shrimp, 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 shrimp,
shrimp.
If you're a shrimp, got a shrimpy priest.
Got a shrimpy priest at my wedding. Got a shrimpy priest, got a shrimpy priest.
I give you my keys,
so you give me a shrimp.
I give you my keys and you give me a shrimp.
I'm a shrimp fellow.
I'm a shrimp brother.
I'm a shrimp fellow.
What can I say? I'm a shrimp valet. God, I want to hear that whole song.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Can't wait to go to your shrimp wedding, dude. It's going to be really gonna be special.
Tight. No, it's going to be really cool, man. My whole family's coming. People are traveling from, you know, from across the state. And it's going to be really cool.
Wow.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
Excited for
Happy for you guys.
Happy
all the way
for
from
you.
Florida?
People are coming from Florida, probably. Hopefully not. And and we're all going to have just one. There's going to be one bowl shrimp. And we're all going to eat from that with a spoon.
And that's a spoon. How you know you're married at the end, right?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's correct. When there's no more,
when there's no more shrimp, that you're officially
when
married.
There's only tails in the bowl. We are officially married.
Oh, the tails go back into the bowl.
Yes,
you have
everyone,
to
where everyone is getting the shrimp out of.
That's
with
correct.
The spoon.
Right. Yeah. Otherwise, you won't know if they're married or not if they don't see the tails in the bowl.
We all share a spoon.
I might not be able to
attend.
Yeah, I'll be there. It'll be fine.
Yeah, no, you should make it. I'll move the date if you need. It's fine.
I mean, that means a lot. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Cool.
It makes it easy on the shrimp priest, too, because he really doesn't have to say anything.
Right.
About, you know, he's just there.
Right. He just signs the paper.
He's just signing.
It's really a formality.
It's a formality.
It's like a legal thing.
It is sort of funny how easy it is to become ordained to marry someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, scary.
You can do it online, I think.
You can do it online.
In no time.
You can do it with any... There's like a list of registered churches, but some of them are like... Church of the Internet.
I was a little disappointed. I married my friends, but they just decided to go to the courthouse like the day before. So I was purely ceremonial.
Yeah. Mm.
And I was
a prop.
I was a prop.
You were a pawn in a shrimp
wedding.
Like,
I was a prawn.
You were a prawn in their wedding.
I was a prawn in their shrimp wedding. And I was like, I was excited to go on and be like, pick what house of worship I could be ordained in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not, joke's on you. You just got ordained by the Church of Satan.
Oh, you're cursed.
It's probably pretty cool, though, right?
It's probably
pretty
sick.
Secretly bless a couple as the minister of the Church of Satan.
Church of Satan, probably fine.
It'd be pretty metal.
Pretty sick prank.
It would be
metal.
It'd be pretty metal.
Tom has a great death metal voice. I don't mean to set you up here.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I do love to scream.
Set him up with
I don't really
riff.
Know how we can set that up.
Oh,
unfortunately, I feel like we already did it. Unfortunately, Tom's going to have to go for it.
Do you have anything that you want me to scream in a metal voice?
Yeah.
Say, you're fired, shrimp priest.
Okay, cool.
You're fired, shrimp priest.
Wow.
I mean, so. You didn't lie.
Thank you.
I was hyped up the correct amount.
That had so much more tonal. Like when I would say make fun of this musical choice.
Yeah, we go more high. Mine's just
like, like wah wah. Yeah, you know, yeah.
I wish I could do a high one, but I can't, and it hurts when I try.
Yeah,
but
that's tough.
Down there. It feels good.
Yeah.
I feel at home down there.
Mm. Yeah. The high yell is really...
High yell's tough.
When you hear somebody do that, it's like, holy crap, when they can actually belt
it's
out.
It's a sincere skill.
Yes.
There's a whole bunch of form and there's a technique to it.
I can't believe they can then speak the next day.
Right, like, that's the thing. It's like, I can do it for 2 seconds, but like... Then I'm done.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I'm on the couch watching Love Island.
We're talking. Yeah. Love Island UK. I did watch all episode 52 episodes
it's
of season 6
now, right?
of Love Island UK.
Oh, wait, not 6.
In pandemic, I watched season 5 and 6.
Hell yeah. Season 5 is Fanny Flutters. Is that Mora's?
Yeah, give me Fanny Flutters.
Give me Fanny Flutters. A great term.
I got mug written on me forehead.
Oh my God, Tom, now you are speaking my language.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I love that show.
Oh yeah, it's great.
That's one of my favorite reality series of all time.
Oh, same. Yeah. And I've voiced it on this show enough, but let's do it some more.
Let's do it some more.
Oi, let's head to Love Island. I think I'm gonna head to Love Island. Find love, trying. When I head to Love Island.
Ooh, just some sexy geezers and birds in a villa in Mallorca, finding love. Votes from the public come through. Got to take.
Boy Island.
And I like also Chopped.
Yeah, I also like Chopped.
Chopped is fun.
But this
is Love Island. There's a room where you can have sex in Love Island.
No, it's called the Hideaway.
Love Island. But there's still so many cameras in the Hideaway that nobody does.
Try to make a tent like we can't see that it's moving.
But everything is still mic'd. You can hear them breathing and kissing.
And then
breathing.
The next day they'll be like, hey, because they're all in one room. They'll say, did I see you? Boom, boom. And they'll be like, who? Me?
No!
Love
Island. You can watch people having sex under a duvet. Technically, it's not okay to watch, but
Love Island.
It's kind of fun because they all have fun accents. Love Island. And one of them is a fisherman.
The man sells fish. Oh, Luca Bish, the man who sells fish. Oh. Only if you watch this season.
This current season.
Luca, he really took a heels turn.
He sells fish.
And we'll sell more of this when we get right back on the second half of this episode. Don't go away. We're going to be cracking on, you mug.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
5, 6, 7, 8. We are
different song. But
we
still a good
are
song.
Back. We are back, and we were all on break. We were on break,
and now we're back.
We are back, and though we were on break,
but now we're back.
We're now back.
And we're back.
We're not on break.
But I did start with Walk Like a Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was awesome.
It worked.
It was four seasons.
And now I want to hear that mashup.
Walk, walk, walk like a man.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fun.
Okay, now.
The Joel.
The Joel.
Joel.
Play your favorite lesser-known Billy Joel.
Yeah, no, you're talking to the wrong guy.
Downeaster Alexa, hit us with some Downeaster.
River of Dreams.
Where you play guitar?
Come on now.
How about Pressure?
How about some Ferlana?
We Didn't Start the Fire?
Come on. I can't
believe
Billy Joel's not.
Tell her about it.
Tell her about it.
Yeah,
tell
her
everything you feel. Tell her about it.
I'm so surprised. You're not on mic, I'm sorry. But I'm so surprised that Billy Joel isn't in your brain more.
I don't have enough Elton John or Billy Joel in my brain because I got Ben Folds and I'm full of rock. Every person
play Zach and Sarah.
Yeah, but not from your dad.
Yeah, you want to play Zach
like
and Sarah?
Yeah, Zach and Sarah. Zach called his dad. Yeah.
Oh my God.
How about railway plans? Billy Joel new railroom.
This episode just
you're all dying in cars.
Turn into karaoke.
So oh my gosh.
Talk about musical phases. Asshole.
My high school girlfriend's name was Kara, so you have to believe that that song was presented to us all the time with a slight lyrical change.
Zach and Kara.
Nailed it. You guys figured it out.
Yeah, man.
We're sharp as a fire with Zach. And he waits. That's just another one.
That's another Ben Folds song.
But it's so good.
Great song.
That's maybe one of my favorite front to back albums.
Rock in the Suburbs?
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Unbelievable.
Talk about it.
It's
talk
good.
About
Let's
it.
Talk about it.
Rock music.
Honestly,
now, I like rock.
I think
rock
it's sticking around.
I think rock and roll's not going anywhere. And I'm going to be the first to say it.
Now, how do you all feel?
Rock rocks.
How do you rock rocks?
Rock rocks.
How do you feel burning out and/or fading away?
I think neither.
Mm-hmm.
I think neither.
Yes, but you have to, in this scenario, you have to pick.
Oh.
Damn.
Fading away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Fading away.
Well, my, hey. Okay.
Yeah, I'll go fade away.
Yeah, I'll also go fade away.
100% fade away.
Okay, now in the song.
Fade away swish.
Oh, listen, everyone loves the fadeaway switch.
Even behind love the basketball, from behind the paint.
You're a real b-ball boy, though.
Love b-ball.
Yeah, we know.
Dribbles, rebounds, sick. Yeah.
He loves the stuff.
Come on.
Ethan's hooked on the b-ball.
Oh, yeah? Crazy. Name three basketballs.
Orange,
okay.
Black, white with black stripes.
Fucking there you go.
Holy shit.
This guy's good.
He's into b-ball.
Gotcha. Love b-ball.
Told you guys.
So, good luck. Indoor, outdoor. Indoor slash outdoor.
Good luck.
What is an indoor slash outdoor?
Nice job trying to stump me, motherfucker. I'm coming at you.
Half the court is indoors. Half the court's outdoors.
No, I was describing
exactly
the balls.
How it sounds.
Describing different balls, but it's all good.
Because he's a real b-ball boy.
I'm right. A b-ball. You're he's real, a real b-ball boy. Dribble behind the back. Dribble through the legs. Fake pass. Layup.
Wow.
Wow. The hard thing with me is
points.
I would love b-ball more, but what I love the most, travel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's just walking.
My favorite thing, double dribbling.
That's yeah. Right.
Love that. Double dribbling is cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough for you.
Yeah.
B-ball's going to be tough.
Love fouls.
I
love
yeah.
Fouls. Yeah, I love the
guinea
fouls.
Guinea foul, most
of
them.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I love just bricking a three. Miss
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Just bounces missed into the stands.
Well, you're a brick house.
Yeah. Well, I'm the brick house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's a brick. Eric the brick house.
Yeah, well, they call me the brick shit house.
Yeah, he's mighty, mighty.
Sure. Right. Yeah, I'm still letting
the ball bounce out.
He's just letting the ball bounce out. Yeah.
Letting the ball bounce out.
Yep.
I was going to say, how do we not sing? We've sung already like three actual songs. Now we're going to ignore it.
First thing you got to do if you're stepping on the court, if you want to prove that you know a goddamn thing about the given sport, well, if you want to get in, want to really play the game, then you better be coming with your very own nickname. And you can tell
yeah.
And you tell your friends, hey, I need your help. Can you spread this around so it kind of catches on? When we're on the court, call me Long John.
Yeah. Long John.
Long John.
Pass the ball to Long John.
Long John.
We gotta pass the ball to Long John.
He's the basketball King Kong. He's Long, Long John.
Long John?
He's the basketball King Kong.
He's Long, Long John.
Now I'm a point guard. I like to dribble and make plays. And yes, of course, I also made up my own nickname. And it'd be great for me if y'all could start to circulate it. And my name is the Electric Zip.
That's how he passes the ball. Zip, zip, zip.
That's how he passes the ball.
Zip, zip. That's how he passes the ball. Zip, zip. That's how he passes the ball.
Hey, guys, I was thinking maybe this game you could call me Bam Bam. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bam Bam. Bam, Bam.
I like to hit stuff. I figure it's kind of a cool nickname. Do you like that?
Go Bam, 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 Bam,
Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam,
Bam,
Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam,
Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam,
Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam,
Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam,
Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam,
Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam,
Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam,
Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam,
Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam,
Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam, Bam,
Bam,
Greasy Steve.
He's
Greasy Steve.
Because his face is very oily.
He's Greasy Steve.
I shoot the ball with one hand and then the other. I can do whichever you can pick and then I'll do it. They call me Crazy Joe. Because I'm crazy and my first name is legally Joe.
Passes to Electric Zip, who hits up Greasy Steve. Shows it to Bam Bam, who is really in the weave. And he passes it over to Crazy Joe, who tries to dunk. But then he kicks the ball, which he does sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
With the Speedball Boys.
So we're the Speedball Boys. What you need to know is that that song does have choreo.
Yeah, of course. Correct. Yeah, there is a dance break right after that. Yeah, yeah. We stopped right before it.
But this is an audio medium.
So. Right. Did any of you have nicknames that are no longer following you around?
Well, if I say it now, maybe it'll catch back on.
Uh-oh.
Do people call you J-Mac?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cool
J-Mac's
one.
A good one.
Oh, I'll J-Mac's take J-Mac. Awesome.
I was at T-Mac in college.
Yeah.
Oh, I was yeah. I was E-Jack.
E-Jack.
It's not good.
J-Mac, E-Jack.
E-Jack. That's great.
E-Jack.
Yeah. I didn't really have one. Some people would call me Eitan. Yeah, but that's like just Punchy. My name, really. Oh, yeah. Punchy is true. That's Punchy. True. But that's just my family would call me Punchy.
Right, right, right.
I might, like, my friends didn't have like a cool... That would have been... Would have been kind of nice, actually.
To have friends,
yeah, to have friends.
Oh, friends.
Liked yeah. me enough to
we'll yeah, do no. it now, man.
Make up like a cool
yeah, we'll no, make up a nickname for you right
it's
now.
It's okay. You don't
no,
have to.
Yeah. No, we'll give you a name right now.
I mean,
no,
to be honest, I'm still on the fence about being your friend.
No, and I get that. No, and I've met me. So.
My family nickname was, guys, this is revealing and vulnerable. Pooter.
Pooter.
Did not see that.
Why and how? When? What happened?
One time when I was a really little baby, I had a dirty diaper, and my mom was like, "Stop! We have to change your diaper." And I was at a family gathering, like extended family gathering, and I was chasing my older cousins around, and they were saying, "No, run from Stink Baby!"
Oh no,
Stink Baby!
Stink Baby!
And then Stink Baby sort of, I guess. Became Pooter. Pooter.
Wow.
Like, it is sort of a, it is, you know, related to poops and butts and farts.
Sure.
Of wow. course.
I would agree.
That
and
is
then,
a word.
And then there were, like, nicknames from Pooter. Like, some people in the family called me, like, Poots Magoots.
If you trace the genealogical
Love that.
Tree of comedy.
Yes.
One of the biggest core branches, the trunk, if you will, yeah. is right. poops and butts.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went through a phase where, like, some aunts would come see me in a play, and they'd be like, "You are so good, Pooter," and I'd be like, "Stop it!"
Wow.
Yeah. And then I was like, "We gotta let this slide."
What's up with families giving so many nicknames out? I feel like families are like the original nickname deliverers. My nickname was Snoopy.
In
family, my family, like when I was born, I was Snoopy, and then somehow that turned into Schnoppy. And then it turned into Schnappus.
Yeah.
Schnappus.
Then, love that it evolved.
There was a super...
Yeah, I love every part of that.
Yeah.
Schnappus
yeah.
is great.
Schnappus is a good place to land.
Schnappus.
I'm absolutely going to call you Schnappus.
Yeah, my dad still calls me Schnappus.
Yeah, that's Schnappus. Really cute. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, we were big. I think every kid in my family went not by their name. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
TT, Cat, Caffers,
Yeah.
Pooter, Stink
Pooter,
Baby.
Stink Baby.
Stink Baby.
Smells like baby shit, stink. Girl.
Smells like shit, girl.
Smells like shit.
My little cousin has feces on her.
Yeah. That was your full title?
Shit cousin.
Feces cousin.
My cousin covered in little shit.
My cousin feces. That's awful.
Welcome back to Feces Cousin.
This has become truly unhinged.
Yeah.
And I want to make like a called shot that... At the end of the episode, okay?
Yep.
Okay? At the end of the episode, we just do perform one whole song off the Rock in the Suburbs.
Oh, I'm down.
Of course. Yeah, we will perform
100%
top to back.
I'm down.
Yeah, like, we'll say
tip
goodbye,
to
tip to tail, but as a little bonus.
Yeah.
All right.
No problem.
I'm looking at the words. I don't remember them.
I would vote Rock in the Suburbs
we'll get
if
through
I
it.
Had a vote.
That's the
I
one
don't.
That I,
oh, my God. You're not going to pick Still Fighting It? Okay.
Oh, God.
It with. This sucks.
Are we the Benfolds 5?
I think we are the Benfolds 5.
There's five of us, and we got Scotty on the keys. Yep. Little Benfolds, if you look at me. If you look at me.
No, we have to do Gone. I like Gone. We don't
Gone's
have to do
good
it,
too.
Gone's good.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Or we could do One by Metallica.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be a good way to go.
Yeah. One by U2.
Yes.
Yeah,
you too. Sure.
You too.
Why not?
I say No Doubt. Unless you're just a girl by No Doubt.
Yeah, or we can do One Dance by Drake.
That's pretty good too.
We could do One from A Chorus Line.
Yeah.
Singular
sensation. One.
Singular sensation.
Every little step she
takes.
We could do Back at One by Brian McKnight.
Yeah,
that's true.
I love that song. Great song.
Oh, what did you have a favorite slow dance song?
Ooh. As if we were lucky enough to ever slow dance.
Yeah, as if we ever
looking,
slow dance
I'm
with another
I'm looking at some
person.
Some dreamboats, and I feel confident.
Yeah,
this happened.
Now maybe. Wow.
I feel like it was that the acoustic version of "Baby, You're All That I Want."
Oh yeah.
When I'm lying here in your arms,
yeah.
I'm finding it hard to believe we're in heaven.
So are you saying there were two versions of that?
Yeah,
song?
There's the acoustic version, and then there's the regular version.
I didn't know that.
I'm not totally certain that's even true.
I don't remember the song. I don't remember the song we danced to, but I remember it was fifth grade. I asked Isabella Proya.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out grade, Isabel. Fifth grade dance.
Get turned up, Proya.
Yeah, to dance with me. And she probably pitied me at the time. And I wore a Cartman mask because it was Halloween. Mm. Dancing. I did not take the mask off. So she was just dancing with me wearing a full-on Cartman mask.
That sucks
and
for her.
It was horrible for her, I'm
wow,
sure.
Wow, that sounds like
but
a nightmare.
But what was the song, Eric?
Yeah, what was the song?
Think Back.
Think it's, Back.
My guess is... this one.
And somewhere.
And it goes like this.
Somewhere, Isabel is remembering this too.
Yeah.
What's up, room full of teens?
When you know, you know, it just feels right.
Stays on.
Sure.
I'm too afraid to look at you, cause I am 12 and I've never touched a girl on her hip before. I'm so sorry, if, Isabella.
If it makes you sing, if it makes you calm, then you can keep
it's my safety
your
zone.
Mask on. I just wish it wasn't Cartman. He's so
what if it was the mask from Scream?
That would be worse. I'd feel instead of dancing, I was finding a curse. Can you take your mask off?
The mask stays on.
And dance with me as just you.
I'm sorry, but the mask stays on.
Mask on.
Who will take that mask off, baby?
Coming home from a bar, a sexy lady approaches you from afar, and she says, "Hey, you look good, I think. It's kind of hard to tell, is that a Cartman mask?" Cool, I like South Park as well. Can I go back with you? Now we're in your room. Whether taxes or a buffet, we'll watch you wearing that Cartman mask every day. The mask stays.
The mask stays.
Stays. I even wear it when I'm at work.
Where do you work?
I work at a train station.
Oh, fun.
Oh, nice.
commuter or long rail?
Amtrak. It's the whole
kangaroo. Oh,
Amtrak.
Choo-choo.
Amtrak.
The duck train.
The duck train.
Quack, quack.
The duck train.
Jakowicz family, I'm glad you guys all are here to make this decision together. Would you like for the mass to stay on during the funeral? I know it's open casket.
I think he would have wanted it.
Are you sure? He would have wanted the mass to stay on, trust us.
Because we cleaned him up. He looks great. He's shaved.
He didn't die in a face-related accident.
No.
It's what he would have wanted.
He looks great, actually.
Right. Yeah, the work that you did is excellent, but he would prefer to wear the mask.
It's a shame that we couldn't get the carbon mask, but I guess Mr. Garrison is spiritual.
Mr. Garrison is close.
Yeah. It was actually the only thing in his will.
Yeah.
Really?
He is buried in the carbon mask.
He didn't say anything about his belongings.
I leave it to whatever. Ha ha ha. Remember Mr. Hankey the Christmas Pooh? He's
right.
Very funny. Also, the mask stays on.
Yes. Yeah. And he said that he wants all of his money to go to the election. The election was fraud. Campaign. Right.
He wants all his money to go to the election was fraud campaign.
Yeah, the Stop the Steal campaign.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, that has nothing to do with me.
From an old election.
From cycles ago.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I can keep the Mr.
He's really
Garrison
mad about
mask.
Grover Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well, was really mad, I guess.
Yeah. He was, yeah.
Well, he's still with us.
Yeah, you can believe whatever you want. I'm not telling you how to live your life.
Listen, when we hired you, Shrimp Priest,
yes,
we knew there was going to be a thoughtful service, and we appreciate you asking those tough questions. That sounded like I was going to get mad at you, but I'm just going to reverse and say,
nice. Oh, great. Thank you.
You know what? It's hard to be the person asking the tough questions.
It is. Like, and that's the job of a shrimp priest. That's why we wanted to hire a shrimp priest.
I'm sorry. Could you go turn off those lights over there really quick?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Shrimp.
You said shrimp like a Pokemon.
Shrimp, like a Pokemon. And I'm back. Now it's dark in here, but I assume you guys are still around.
Yeah, we're here. Oh, okay. You can hear us?
Yeah. I can hear
you. If you can hear me clap once.
If you can hear me clap twice? Okay, so you guys are still with me.
Yeah, we're here.
I don't want to press on this. You guys all seem to be in agreement, and like that's awesome. But, you know, we did work really hard on this presentation, and there's a lot of other people coming that aren't you guys. Mm. And I feel like it's going to represent our facility in a bad way that we're this body's going to be just in public with a Mr. Garrison mask on in the coffin.
Yeah.
So they're going to think, you know what I mean? They're going to think we fucked up. And here at Shrimp Priest Incorporated.
Do you need to put up a sign?
Yeah.
You can put up a
sign. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll do it. Here, I'll write
can
it
I do
you.
That?
Yeah.
Hold on, I should probably write it.
No, I got it. Don't worry.
No, okay. He's got
well, who has better handwriting? I guess maybe we could do it.
Mine's
A, B.
I could print it
actually,
out.
Actually, I can't. If we're going to look at the handwriting, you have to turn the lights back on if you don't mind. It's a little dark.
Absolutely. Hold on a second.
Thanks, man. Shrimp. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. I'd love to see that handwriting.
Okay. Here we go.
It's what he would have wanted. The man you see is displayed according to his last will and testimony, wearing a mask that kept him from harm. Also, he's got a pretty sick tattoo on his arm.
But if you are just walking by, wondering, should I give this funeral home a try? Then know that this doesn't reflect their work. This is just what our brother wanted.
It's the last wishes of a weirdo.
Bury him in a mask.
Last wishes of a weirdo.
The very last thing he asked.
You don't have to agree, but he wanted it so. And we are his family, so trust what we know.
A lot of things in this ceremony are the last wishes of a weirdo. Mariachi band.
I had to cancel the mariachi band.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's good. Never mind. I booked another one. There they are.
Here they are.
Shit. They are only tubas, just like he asked.
Okay.
Finding a mariachi band only with tubas was a task. And now we will release the doves. Sorry, not doves. Bunch of crows.
I did not give any. I didn't know.
Yeah,
about
well,
this.
He wanted a bunch of crumbs, and what the dead person says goes.
But don't worry, shrimp priest. This is all on the side, so no one will get it twisted if they are just passing by. This is the last wishes of a weirdo. This is the last wishes of a weirdo.
The fact is, we get most of our business from foot traffic.
And that's so shocking to me, but hey, it's worth it if it makes you happy.
And it does, so I appreciate the sign.
It's all on the sign. It's all on the sign. It's all on the sign.
My handwriting is fine, and it's all on the sign.
Shrimp priest, so he knows that I get my way, and I'd like my keys now from the valet.
Just a normal shrimp priest ceremony to bring it on home.
That's
just,
all.
Just a normal funeral. Honestly, that would be great.
Yeah.
The idea of getting funeral home foot traffic is...
Yeah, most of your business is from the street. Yeah.
That
up.
Is so
oh,
silly.
This place looks pretty
What's
cool.
What's going on here? I guess I do have a loved one that needs...
Well, Wolves of Glendale, you did it. You broke records.
You're back to back.
Back to back.
Like
guests.
Never before.
Back to back.
Only guest fan band, and couldn't have been a better band.
The honor is ours.
Please.
Absolutely.
Thank you
so
for having
fun.
Us.
Thank you, Scott Passarella, King of Pianos, Pianist of Kings. Thank you, Eric Jackowitz
thank
on
you.
The sticks. Woo. Crushing it. Thank you, Ethan. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Engineer Aaron, for crushing it for us today. We do have videos of these. These will be up soon.
You gotta follow the Wolves of Glendale on.
Oh, gosh.
Everywhere you look, every step you take.
They got tour dates coming up. Find Wolves of Glendale on Instagram. Find Wolves of Glendale on TikTok. Get them in your life. They're out there. They're in these streets.
Yeah. In these streets of Glendale. Yeah.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book.
If you throw a shrimp tail to me.
Well, then I'm going to hand you your keys.
Bye.